So I understand that you're learning Kishmakim Suda, and part of the discussion is Rav Moshe's famous Shita in the Tshuva. Rav Eliezer was telling me a little bit about it, and about Rav Moshe says a tremendous Kiddush in the Tshuva that if a person makes Kiddush and he does not eat a Suda or anything that qualifies for a Suda, he just has, whatever it is, he's allowed to eat. Nonetheless, he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat, he's allowed to drink. He could have peros, he could take a drink, he could drink the wine of the Kiddush, even if he doesn't drink a shir. Nothing that has a shame, suda. So he's not yotzei kiddush makom suda, but it's still mutter to eat. And he still has a chiyuv to make Kiddush, but he's mutter to eat. So Rav Moshe says in his tshuva. So there's a lot of people, you know, Gedolim Poskim, Rabbanim, who have very serious questions on this tshuva, and try to show that there seem to be first Rishonim that say, not like this. When I was in Chicago one year, we used to have Yarchi Kala every year, and so one particular year, the Rav Hill David came to, he was the Magid Shir for the entire week, was Sunday through Thursday, or maybe it was Monday, it depends on when Tisha B'Av fell out that year, but at least 4 days of Shirim, and the topic was Kiddush Makom Suda. And he said shiurim the entire week on Kiddush Makom Suda, and he didn't once mention this shita or Ramesh. He didn't mention it. So I asked him afterwards. I said, "How could you give shiur for an entire week on Kiddush Makom Suda and not even mention, you know, this?" So he said, "That Ramesh is like basically." He said, "It's like, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's off. It's not, you know, it's off the charts, whatever. Like we don't know how to approach it even." So he like that's what he said. So a lot of people I know, a lot of, you know, chashuv people are not semich on this, because it seems to be a gewaltig chiddush. But so I saw, I don't know what the hell I saw, but if you look, in the Sefer Kovetz Halachas, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Psakim, and there's a lot of discussion always on the bottom by Rabbi Kleinman to put out this farim. So he also is Marba Lahashiv Alav, and Rav Shmuel apparently had stark akashas, Rav Moshe, and felt that it was a tzarchi and gadol, Rav Moshe Shita. But he does bring there, and you saw this, maybe they don't saw this. So he brings there this one shita that seems, one or two shitas that seem to be supportive, even shitas rishonim. One of the big kashas, at least on the Echronim level, is the whole sugya about Friday night Kiddush and Shul, where the Echronim say you make Kiddush Friday night and Shul, and there's a problem because the way it's done now, when people aren't eating, originally it was Amanas that Archim could eat there, so the Makadish doesn't have to have Makam Suda, he can be Makadish and someone else would drink the wine, whatever it would be, but for them it's Makam Suda. But once it became that they were in a place where there's nobody eating, it's just a shayla of a minuk to make Kiddush, so then if nobody's having a Suda, so how does the Makadish drink the wine? Elamai, not to drink the wine, you can't make a Bar Pir Guffin and not drink the wine under normal circumstances. So the Echadim are discussing this, and they say that you have a katan, that's the eights, everybody knows the eights, and in shuls, the kids come up and they drink some grape juice. But the fact that all the Echadim are bothered with this kasha, it's for your mashia, it's not a kasha, what's the problem? The Makadish drink whatever he wants, drink a sip of wine, or a malod lukumov, and it's not called Makam Suda, but he made Kiddush, he could drink the wine, he'll make Kiddush at home again, Kiddush Makam Suda, but meanwhile, he made Kiddush, Mata Deshtiya. So, punkt over there, It's brought the Derech HaChayim brings the Sar Mikutzi, the Rash Mikutzi, the Taka says this concept of Rav Moshe, that if a person makes Kiddush and it's Shalom B'Makom Suda, that it's Matir Achila Ba'oso Makom. It's Matirim, it allows him to eat in that location. That's what it says there. It's Matir location. And the Derech HaChayim brings it and says B'Shas Al Chak, one could be Soimich on this, even though many Rishonim say not like this, but it's a Shitas Rishonim like this. And he brings further, there's a tshuva that Rav Henkin wrote a tshuva on this. Apparently Rav Henkin in his Piskei Halachas writes that B'Shas Al Chak, if there's nobody, no children to drink the wine, so the Mekadosh could drink a little bit. So he was questioned, the Telz Rosh Hashiva, Rav Elimeir Blach, questioned him, said, how do you write such a thing? How could he drink a little bit of wine? What's the justification? So he said, again, this shita, and the Eliyahu Rabba also brings down this Sar Mikutzi, and it seems, and Gufa, the, and he brings this also to Rabbeinu Yonah as well, says this Nakuda, and their Gufa, he seems to be Tully on the shail of whether or not to make Kiddush and Shul Friday night, seems to be somewhat dependent on this, that the Rishonim that allow, and that felt that one should make Kiddush Friday night, at least some of those Rishonim, said it on the basis of this, that it's irrelevant whether anybody's going to be actually eating there. It's not necessary, even if nobody's eating there, it's still proper to make Kiddush, it's proper to maintain the Minug, and no problem. He could drink a little bit of the wine, and he'll just go home and make Yotzei Kedushin Baruch Hu. But in the meantime, he's allowed to drink in this place. So that's what Rav Henkin brings as well, and he says.
A little bit means what? A shear or
not a shear? No, well, if he drinks a shear, then he could be alleviate the whole problem.
Mishnah Berurah says to drink a shear and you're fine, right?
Then it could be not considered. Right, he's talking about less than that, right? Drink just the minimum you need for Kiddush, which Malo Lugmav, which like everybody, those who say that, to be Yotzei Kiddush Makasuda based on wine, you need to drink at least a Revius and preferably a Malo Lugmav and then a Revius, right? Preferably a Revius besides the wine that you Yotzei Kiddush with. So he's saying not that. He's saying you don't have to do that. You can drink just a little bit. It's very possible the Mekadosh is not interested, especially if they're using wine. He's not interested in drinking, a Revius and a half of wine and then going home and making Kiddush again, whatever it is. So he doesn't have to. He can just drink a little bit of wine. And it's good enough. And Rav Henkin says that, so the Rishonim that say this, even though Rav Rishonim don't say this, and Rav Chonim, but Lamaisa there is a Milismoch. It's Mamait, the Chomer Hadover a lot, that at least it's still a Chiddush there. Ramaisha Paskin this way, and against the Rush, another Rishonim, and Ruba de Ruba Achronim, but at least it has, we find Makaris and Rishonim and Achronim that say you could be Samech on this. So
why is it only Bo'os Amakra?
Exactly. So that, I'm not sure I can answer why exactly, but that Nakuda. Is a very important related nakuda. There's if you saw it in the Besaris Moshe in the third chelik, he brings there an unusual exchange between Rav Moshe and himself, Rav Tendler, where he asked Rav Moshe, according to your shita that you write in the tshuva, if a person makes kiddush in one place and he has just a little bit, not shiasuda. And he wants to go somewhere else, and he goes to another kiddush. Could he eat at that other kiddush without making kiddush again? He's still not makom suda. He's still not being good. He doesn't want to kiddush again. He just wants to eat a little bit at that place, and then he'll go home. And is he allowed to do that, or does it only help for that location? That's what Ritenla asked Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe first responded, no, it only helps for that location. It only helps for there. And so Ritenla says that it can come out, a person can end up making kiddush 10 times. He's invited to two or three bar mitzvahs and whatever it is. So Rav Moshe says, "Any chenami, it could come out the way." He said, "To do it Friday night, it's not kedai because you're marbe bebrachas, and it's not kedai. But in the morning, when it's just making bar priyogavin, so if you go to place and make a new bar priyogavin each place, it's no problem." That's what Moshe said. Then Rabbi Tendler said to him, "Turn the page there. I think it's Os Kuf Mem. It's in Chela Gimel. That maybe you could say different. Maybe." It's not totally in that makom. Maybe it's just the din that you have. There's two dinim of kiddush. There's kiddush that's matar achila. There's this achila before kiddush. So this kiddush is matar achila, and then but that's not you're not yotzi the full thing. Digress for a second. Rav Henkin in the tshuva says when the lashon there's a lashon in the Gemara Pesachim that mekadosh v'lo sod lo yotza yidei chavaso. He says, we find in a number of places that lo yotzi de chavosa doesn't necessarily mean you aren't yotzi anything. Like, and he brings from the Haggadah, where Rishonim should say, it doesn't mean you're not yotzi. You ate matzah, you ate maror, you're not yotzi matzah maror if you don't say Pesach, you don't explain them. You're yotzi. It means lo yotzi yidei chavosa legamra. You aren't yotzi the shlemus. You aren't yotzi this inyan of explaining it. But not that you're not yotzi the mitzvah at all. And he says, we find this in a few other places that lo yotzi de chavosa doesn't mean it's zero. So here too, he says when the Gemara says kiddush lo sod lo yotzei chavas, it means you weren't yotzei the entire chiyuv, but you were yotzei. So Rav Tendler says, so maybe it's two dinim. He doesn't, bring this, but maybe the two dinim in kiddush. There's kiddush that's matir achila, but then there's another requirement that kiddush has to be makom suda, then you still have to do that. So Rav Moshe said, in a chanami, that's more mistaber. That's more mistaber, and it should make a difference whether it's this place or that place. So it just seems a little pellet to me there. Okay. Okay, I don't have to say anymore. the conversation.
What? Isn't that what Moshe said originally?
So I always thought it was when I saw this, I was nispal. I mean, I didn't know what's he asking. I didn't even understand what's he asking. Where is he coming from? And then when he tells Moshe, like, maybe you mean differently, which I always thought Pasha. Then Moshe was masking, but at the end, that's the Pasha. So. Okay, but I'll call upon him though. The Sar Mikutzi, at least the way it's quoted, says that Russian. He says it's Matir Lechol Ba'usomakum. That's Mamish the Lashon. He says, I didn't see Samir Kuzi inside. I just saw it quoted by, I looked at Rav Henkin's Shuva, and I saw, the Kovitz Halachas. But he says, Kidesh Avshalo B'makom Suda Matir Lecho V'lishtos Ba'osamakom. That's the way the Lashon is brought there. Ba'osamakom. So, what what that vart is exactly, I don't know, but it seems that there is such a mahalach, such a possibility that it's just matir chila there, and somebody told me, this is undocumented, and I don't know if Rabbi Kagan is here, if he's able to find out, but somebody told me that Reuven Feinstein said when he goes to a kiddush and he doesn't want to have cake or whatever, he'll make kiddush and have whatever it is, goes to another kiddush, he'll make kiddush again. Every place he goes, Hitaka makes kiddush until he goes home and makes kiddush makom seder. Kach shamati, if anybody has connections, you can check it out if it's true. But as I was told, that's what Reuven Feinstein does, like Rabbi Tendler's, Havamina, like his first side in Reb Moshe, which would stim with this. Okay. Al Kapadim, that's all I know about this. I do know, as I said, that I was once with I don't know, say names, but it was with Adam Chashav Ma'od at somebody's house in Chicago at a kiddush, and I noticed that he made kiddush or his yotzei kiddush, and he was not having any cake or anything, or just whatever it was in Paris. So I said, oh, if I say you samecha and Reb Moshe. He didn't want to eat the cake because he wasn't sure it was Yashin. So he said, says, no, I had a revius of grape juice. So, like, he didn't know. Nothing Samecha. Yeah, so, I mean, the tshuva was that's a chiddush that we typically now rely on. So, Mestama Talmidei Reb Moshe, like, rely on it like everything else, and perhaps those who aren't 100% Talmidei, maybe will, we'll learn the sugya like you are and come to their own conclusions about whether or not to be samech on the shita. Okay.
We should tap it on? There was one mimer that someone said over that they remember years ago, Rabbi Neumann saying to them, like a naftamin of Rav Moshe is, I'll tell the story and you correct the story, but supposedly it was, if a wife's on a diet and the husband is in shul, she wants to make kiddush, and so could she just make kiddush and then have a coffee? She doesn't want to eat any mazonos. So does that make sense? That story.
Means what he said. He said that she could.
He gave that as an example of what you can rely on Ramosha for.
And she doesn't want to drink a lot of grape juice either. No, they've said one of the sweets. Okay, so what's fair? I don't recall hearing from one of the
other.
That you don't
have
to.
She doesn't have to.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's a different
point. Right, Reb Moshe has a sheet that. I see. Okay. Yes, we did discuss that. Reb Moshe told me so. The married woman, Reb Moshe, the married woman is not chayiv in kiddush until her husband comes home from shul because it's not called makom suda. It's not called zman suda. You're not chayiv in kiddush just like a man's not chayiv in kiddush before shachris because it's not zman suda. So for a woman, it's not zman suda until her husband's home because she's mechuyev to eat this Shabbos suda with her husband. So it's not zman suda if she wants to eat other foods, but it's not called zman suda. Moshe does say that.
That's the chumran lebulam. If she makes kiddush, she has to hear it again when you get home.
Would she have to hear it again?
Zman Kiddush started earlier.
Zman Kiddush starts later, so you make Kiddush before Shabbos.
So I don't know. Is that for sure? If a man makes Kiddush before Shabbos, is it? It's not Zman, meaning it's not the Zman that he's mechuyev to. Maybe it could be Otsi already. Though I don't know. It probably depends. Whatever's needed by a man.
It wouldn't apply to other kids in the house, right?
No, I don't think so. It just replies to that. And again, not everybody's, samech on that shita. So
he's making kiddush before davening, and he's allowed to eat, and it does become his man kiddush.
I mean, if he's doing it beheter, I mean, like a chola. Yeah, I mean, a chola has to make kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that, right? A chola has to make kiddush. Challenge if somebody would hear a kiddush who doesn't have any real justification.
What's the
psak in
the
Tweet Pasuk
there,
Moshe? Again, I don't know who we is. I should be asking you that question. You're learning this, so yeah.
If someone were to ask what would they usually say?
They would say that since it's an extremely mechudosh tikashita, it's kedai to try to not have to rely on it. And if one needs to, avada, kedai to emotional smochalov when you need to, that's absolutely the case. But otherwise, if there's no particular tzarech, it's more kedai to try to be.
I think Rabbi first said in Yeshiva, in Queens, that a pregnant lady could be someone on that. Could be he was.
Her husband's not home yet,
right.
And she's not relying on the other Reb Moshe. And not relying on the other Reb Moshe, that she anyway doesn't have the. Okay. Okay. Okay, so that's because I just totally different nekuda. When we talk about makom suda, so there's a shaila in poskim, what that means, how much of a suda you have to have. So So it's brought that the Mishnah brings down from the Magen Avraham that mini targima, the chameshes mini dogen is good enough. And the shaila is though that does that mean mini targima? Does that mean davka pas above a kisna? Does it have to have a shame pas? Does it have a shame suda or anything? Is it any type of mazonis, even if it's a what we call a maisa kadeira, a bowl of noodles or oatmeal, something like that, which is not pas, and you'd never say a motzi or a berachas hamazon on, is that nichla al nidin of chamesh mini dog and lagabi this din of suuda? So Sir Moshe has a tshuva on that, a different tshuva, in our Chaim Beis Simin Chavav, where he says, Pshat the Magen Avraham is that it's lav davka, cake or cookies, or lav davka pasav baba kisnin, it would include even Maisa Kedera. So it's time to look at this. I think it's almost muchach like that for the Magen Avraham himself, because the Magen Avraham here, where when he says this din, that it has to be Chamesh Mene Dagon, he says, but it has to be something on which you make a mezonos. It has to be chamesh mei dagon on which the bracha is mezonos. Lafuke, certain cases in Simin Resh Ches and elsewhere where you can have something that has chamesh mei dagon, but the din is the bracha is not mezonos. I mean, different types of if you do different things to the grain, like a chita kluya, a poached grain and things like that, which you don't make it into flour and bake it, but you just take the whole grain and you poach it or different things like that. So the bracha might be bari pri adama. Sometimes is bari pri adama and bari nefashos, or questionable what the bracha chrona is, but it's al kapadim. It's not bari mina mizonos as bracha rishona. So that the Magen Avraham says that doesn't count. It has to be something that the bracha is bari mina mizonos, and he's mitzayin the hilchas shalashudis and siman reish tzadi aleph. It's Rish Sadi Aleph, where over there there's a Shaila, a discussion in the Mechaber. What do you need to be Yotze Shalashus with? So the first day it says that you should have Pas, and that's the preferred Mahalach. But the next day it says, Yeshomrim, that even if it's just something with Chamesh Mene Dagon, you could be Yotze Suda Shalashus, you could be Shalashus with that. And then there are other Shitas that say you don't even need that, you need even Paris. But in that Shita that says that it has to be either bread or Chamesh Mene Dagon, over there, it says it's a din chamesh mei dagin, meaning something that has a din mezonos. It has to be something that's soyed. The other types of things, if you take the grain and you just you prepare it in the other way that the bracha is by pri adama, it's considered that it's not soyed. It doesn't have the same effect on nutritional or effect on the guf to satiate the person. And therefore, it says so. It's no good over there. As you're not yotzi according to that day. Maybe according to the other days, so you could use paris. You could use that also. But according to this day, that you're not yotzi with paris, you're not yotzi with dagan either, unless it's in a way that the bracha is mezonos. And that's the Magen Avraham's raya. That's his, his shtel su to that. So lechari, he's saying the same thing here. But that over there, that's all. It does not have to be a davka pasav abakis. Then it has to be specifically something that's mezonos even for that day. So lechari, the Magen Avraham's saying the same thing over here. If he's using that as his makar, so lechari, that's the same over here. That it would be sufficient to have even things that are not pasav abakis, and then you'd be able to, be able to say kish makam suda with that. We know the help this, and this is brought in the Achronim afterwards bring this as well, like this Ramesh the Shmir Shabbos and others bring this halacha lemaisa that you could be samech on that. The best thing is always to have pasim. There are those they say of b'shem the Gron, many of you know it that way, that even if you do eat at a kiddush and you even if you have cake, but if you don't have pas mamish, so it's kedai when you sit down to the suda to have to say Kiddush again, and to be Yotzei Kiddush Mimokum a full-fledged Suda. It's Kedai, at least to be, even if you're Somich on the other sheet, there's Legabi eating before Kiddush, but you still, but it's a Maila, there's definitely a Maila to being Yotzei Kiddush at a real Suda. Now, you can't do this at night. At night, it's really rarely Nogea, the time it's most Nogea is Simchas Torah. That's when it comes up that in shuls they want to make Kiddush, and not serving a meal, they're just serving cake and stuff. That's where it comes up. So there you don't have the option of making Kiddush again, unless your wife is at home and she didn't make Kiddush, or there's somebody else to be motzi. Otherwise, you don't have that option, because once you yotze, you can't repeat Kiddush Friday night. You said it right to the bracha, you can't repeat it. Lefi Rav Moshe, going back to the first thing, you could repeat it if it wasn't Makam Suda. That's it wasn't makasuda, so it was matir achila. But he says it's not kedai to do that to be marbe brachas, but it works. You could do it. But other than that, if you yotzei kiddush for being somech that you yotzei kiddush at night with having cake, we assume that you yotzei kiddush. So then you could not repeat kiddush at home. But in the day, it's not a problem. You're just making
it preferable to make kiddush again at home. Let's say Shabbos day, you yotzei kiddush and shul, you had cake. Is it preferable to make kiddush again at home?
I'm saying there's a mile to, yeah, there is a mile to doing that. Yeah, there is definitely
a mile. Is there seven brachas on that? Is it because you can make the bracha and therefore? It's not a cheshbon?
No, what do you mean seven brachas? I mean, you're home.
There's no reason. I'm saying that. If you're...
You can have a cup of wine even if it's not kiddush. I mean,
even if you wash.
Right. You're allowed to eat something, just I'm asked to make a bracha even, right? We know they didn't make a bracha. As long as it's a bracha hatzricha, you're allowed to eat something on purpose. No, because first of all, by kiddush itself, even by kiddush mamish, there's a big shaila, right? And the bir lacho and kufayim vav. I think like what happened to the bracha achrona? Okay, but even there, so the Mishnah Berurah gives an eitzah, and the chayyot gives a different eitzah. Right? The shaila is anytime you make kiddush, Friday night you make kiddush, and then you don't make a bracha chrona. And in fact, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says by Pesach, by Pesach there's a whole shaila. How do you make kiddush at the beginning of the Pesach Seder, and then you spend more than 72 minutes in many households saying the Haggadah? So what happened to the bracha chrona then? If by the time you get to the next coast, it's Pesach Shir Ikel. Even from Karpas, even if you count Karpas, but between Karpas and the second coast, in many homes, it's Pesach Shir Ikel. So what happened to the bracha chrona? It's a big discussion. The Milchus Shalom talks about this. Many talk about this. So some make a bracha chrona there. Rabbi Yashav is brought down. The Shvat Yitzchak is Rabbi Yashav would make a bracha chrona, and to avoid this problem, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that he holds that that's not good to do that, because if you make a bracha chrona, then you're cutting it off from the suda. Kid's supposed to be makam suda. If you drink wine and then you make an aleh gefen, then it's not attached to the suda.
So then, who cares if you're cutting up? I just don't understand.
What are you asking?
Yeah, Rabbi Yashua was saying to make a bracha korona. Why was he doing that?
Because otherwise you lose.
That you needed to, because right. You were chayav in bracha korona. So be it that you're cutting it off from the
suda. So then you're not be yotzei kiddush makasuda. That can't be the eitzah, Rosh Hashanah says. If you hold so much that you need it, then just speed up your seder.
Speed it up.
Or come up with some other eitzah. But he said that's not a good eitzah.
Okay, but okay, what I'm asking, so...
So I say, if you're doing it to be yotzei the grah, that should have it in the kishmak of suda and pass mamish. So if you make a bracha achrona, you ruined it. The whole idea is that it should be connected to the suda.
Okay, so why don't you have a chiyuv?
Okay, so what the Bir Halacha says over there is that when you bench, so there's a shaila. There's always a shaila by kiddush whether the benching patters the kiddush, right? Because if you have yayin before the suda, benching doesn't necessarily patter it. But by kiddush, maybe it does because it's connected. So the Bir Halacha says you should be mechav and behedya when you bench. That I'm benching on the wine. I'm benching on the meal, and I'm benching on the wine. Because if you would drink a cup of wine and bench, you'd also be yotz, right? Because the mazon patters yayin. So the only shaila is whether the benching on the meal automatically patters the wine before the meal. But if you bench on the wine, you benched on the wine. So then you said a bracha achron on the wine. Just you said a bracha on the you said one bracha achron. You had kavana for the meal and kavana for the wine. That's what the Bir Halacha says. The Chayyadim is another eitzah, which I never understood why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down, because he quotes the Chayyadim right there, but he doesn't bring down the other eitzah. Seems much more simple, so you don't have to remember to bench, unless you get used to this idea of bench, and that is you drink a little bit of wine during the meal. Because if you make a bracha rishayna on whatever it is, anything before the meal, something which is toh and bracha rishayna during the meal, so then the bracha, as long as you continue, you have some before the meal and some during the meal, then benching for sure part is it, right? Like peiros. You make a bracha on peiros before the meal, and it covers peiros that you have during the meal, so then when you bench, it covers that peiros. If not, it doesn't, just halacha ma'aseh, thing that you learn. But if, let's say a person's eating a bowl of cornflakes, and then for breakfast, and then somebody brings in some fresh bagels or rolls, and he says he's going to wash. So he's allowed to wash, but he has to make a bracha achrona on the cereal. It will benching will not pater it. Even b'di'evid, he didn't know, so he just washed, and ate and benched, he still has to make a brain of fashas. He's not yotzi. Benching does not patter the cornflakes before the meal, because cornflakes is not ton bracha rishona. Cornflakes is corn. It's not peiros, it's not yayin, it's not meaning misika. It definitely doesn't need a bracha during the meal. So anything that doesn't need a bracha during the meal even if you made a bracha on it before the meal, it's no shaychus, and you have to make a separate bracha.
Even if you continue eating the cornflakes?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make a difference, because when you continue eating them, they're no longer being patterned by your bar pri adama. They're being patterned now by your hamotzi lechem and aretz. So that's it. Your bar pri, that eating session is finished. Now you started a new eating session with you made hamotzi, and that's patterning the cornflakes. So even b'di'evit, even if you benched already, you still have to make a bar nefashas.
Can you make a bar nefashas before we bench?
Does bench matter al michi? Yes.
Yeah. So, l'chatchil, if you had something that requires al michya, and then bagels came in,
like, no. So then you would not make an al michya. You would bench, and it would patter everything. So,
what? Yeah, what making a hagafen on the second coast.
What should I say again?
If you're drinking wine between the first and second coast, why are you making a hagafen on the second coast then?
I didn't say you're drinking wine between.
You're saying your second agafen. Why are you making agafen
on the same
after the magid?
So
if you're still in the middle of your first kiddush, you're still in your mukkim kiddush.
So it says two reasons. One is because it's called close to the mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore they were masakin a bracha, like it's like a kain a brachas hamitzvah. And the other source says because the haggadah is a hefsik. It's a hefsik on the bracha rishona. Not necessarily a hefsik to divorce the kiddush mukkim suda. Obviously, otherwise it's self destructive. But it's a hefsik l'gavi the bracha rishona. That's why
it's
fried and done, right? But that's why Ashkenazim have two reasons why we do. Okay. Anyway, so just to conclude, getting back to this thing. So if you're making kiddush at home again before, so I would recommend not making bracha. I don't think you should. I mean, I think it would be a big shot if you made a bracha achrona. I think what you should do is just either have in mind in benching that, like the Mishnah Berurah says, have in mind in benching that a pat is that wine, which works even if that wasn't called kiddush, even if that wine was stam extraneous. The halach is not like the gra. Even so, if you had a cup of wine and then you have a meal and you bench on both, it works. Or the better idea, I think is a better idea in this case, for sure. The better idea is have some wine during the meal, and this way your bracha rishona is still active during the meal. So then, for sure, the bracha is a mazal pat.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
This extra mile of the gra. The question is, it sounds like an eitzah. It's a kinnut, like a.
I don't know. I'm not aware of anything objectionable.
If someone wants to have cake after kiddush at home, Shabbos day, is that a problem? Then wash again. Is that considered brachah and tzricha? Okay.
If it's going to be right away, if you're doing that, you should be mafsik at least 15, 20 minutes at least. Before washing.
Is that a problem with mafsik?
What? You mean assuming you don't want to rely on, you didn't have a kazayis of cake or whatever, or you don't want to rely on the cake? It's a lechatchila problem. It's not ma'akiv. Kiddush makom suda, there's no amount of time really that it expires. When you make kiddush, you're supposed to start the meal as soon as possible. You're not supposed to schmooze and in between kiddush and washing and do all sorts of things, tell stories. But lemaisa, even if you do, there really is no zman. As long as you're not mishana makom, mishana makom becomes much more serious issue. And even there, but the evidence, if you come back to the same makom, you still wouldn't make kiddush again. It's only if you ended up eating somewhere else. But in Zman, there's really no Zman. But l'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it. So
when this was the Rishpam and Kiddush Makom Suda, is that it's talking that it was the Yayin of the Suda that they were Masakin, they should be made Kiddush on. So it sounds like saying that Nakuda of the Rishpam of Kiddush Makom Suda, you should lose after a certain amount of Zman. It's not the
Yad
Suda anymore.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know. I never saw any Zman given to say it, that which is, well, mice, you have to make Kiddush again. It doesn't seem.
It's just Makkum, then why does Rishon have a problem with making a brother at Kronos? It's still
Makkum. No, baby. Okay, but Makkum Suda means it has to be. A chalik of the Suda.
And if I wait 72 minutes and my brother expires, it's no different than making a brother at Kronos.
No, it's still Makkum, right? Well, no.
If the whole reason is because it's makom, so then
making the bracha is more done with it. Shini makom. I've left the place. I'm saying that my hagafen is over with. It's different than from the sheer equal. It happens by itself. So my bracha rishayna.
My kiddush is over with. I'm having a suit in the same makom as I had my kiddush.
Okay, I don't. So is it? So what was the question that?
Why? The whole issue is makom.
Because it's supposed to be connected. You know, Rashi says nothing. Rashi has a tshuva related to this by whether he should stand or sit for kiddush. One of Rashi's tshuva, and one of the later chalakim, where he says that. The in Shachar it says to sit. There's not even a day abroad to stand for kiddush. It came from the Arizal and from the influence and involvement of Kabbalah into halacha. That's where it came from, and it's based on the Gemara of Bo Vinei Tzilikras Shabbos Markus. That's based on It's good makaris. I mean, the Rizal is also good makaris. But the point is that, the chesaron there, Ramosha writes in the tshuva that the mila to sit is al kiddush makom suda. Kiddush makom suda, it's more makom suda if you sit down at the meal. And you mean, if you're standing, it's not as much makom suda. Makom suda is sit down to your meal, and the first thing, okay, before I eat the pas, I'm having wine. But if you're standing, what are you standing? You know, nobody eats standing. Even that's like a disassociated percent.
Does that help if you're getting up to wash right afterwards?
It helps. So you just get up to wash, and you're going to sit down again. I mean, but you began the suda. During the day, just agav. If you want to look at this, you're learning Kiddush. You want to look in this tshuva. Ramosha says during the day there is no svara at all to stand. He says that's wrong. That's what Ramosha says. I know that many do it. And the Kav Chaim says brings mekara. Whatever. Ramosha says at night at least there's an inyan of going out to lekras Shabbos Malka. So al pi Kabbalah during the day, he says he doesn't understand why anybody would stand for Kiddush during the day. But particularly anyway, by the Seder, he says you definitely should sit, even if you normally definitely should sit, because their Bechal is supposed to be, it's one of the first Adal Koises, you have to drink a Beseb and everything, so he says, there he says for sure.
What? To Moshe that you could do Kiddush Makom Kiddush, and then so then can you stand for a Kiddush during the day?
Wait, and then make Kiddush again. I mean, the one in Shul, the Kiddush in Shul. Very good. But he's not just saying because you lose that Kiddush Makom Kiddush. He says there's no makkah, there's no reason to stand Kiddush. You also lose it out. What?
There is a reason not to stand.
Okay.
Well, what would be the
I understand. I don't remember exactly what he says, but I'm pretty sure he says there, though, that in order to make it more, I have to look up
the
accent.
By
what? By Chulu. Oh, yeah. I wasn't saying that.
That's not in
Yom. What's it? What?
Muhammad's quoting a
Rambam. What's Rishon Rambam? By Chulu, but that's different. That's Al-Sedus. That's also not going to say this. Yeah, I'm talking about for the Brachas Kiddush. Vaychulu doesn't have Malkam Suda in the same sense. Right? I'm talking about the Haggadahs, the Brachas Kiddush.
Yes,
Vaychulu is the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says if a person didn't get a chance to say Vaychulu in Shul, let's say he davened the Lo Shemoneh Esrei and he didn't say it with the Sibur, so then either he could say it with somebody else, or else you should stand Haka for Vaychulu at Friday night because he didn't say it a second time in Shul, so stand by Kiddush and then sit down for a Gafen.
Does Mezonos have to be eaten right after the Kiddush? Or could I, like, just as long as I have it at the end, I can still have the fish and the herring and the candy or whatever beforehand, and then I have the mezonos at the end, that's fine?
I think if you could wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's the chadchila. Once you started the suda, I don't know if the suda, you have to have the part that gives it a shame suda. Stomach would be okay to do that.
I don't know. At home also, you could eat, let's say, mikiddush, and before you have the challah, whatever you have, you could eat other things.
Well, it just gets to the shalos we asked before about bracha shen tzricha. That's why it's...
I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
We did a lot.